Visiting today with OSU crop marketing specialist Todd Hubbs. So to start us off, just kind of how the markets look this week.
They're looking pretty good, Casey. We've seen some nice rallies and across the wheat complex and in corn and in beans. Driven higher on, weather here in North America and Black Sea conflict. So we've seen a nice little rally. Our HRW futures prices, we can't seem to bust that 780 mark. Every time we get close to there, we turn around and head the other direction. I think some of that is, the wheat out of the Black Sea is not moving well due to the conflict, but it's still there. It's getting rerouted. Ukraine tends to send it down to Romania through Constantinople or Moldova. Russia's rerouting theirs to their deep sea ports if they can. And there's bottlenecks happening when that happens, and you see their port prices are much lower than ours. And it's true, like European wheat prices at major locations are much lower than what we're getting out of, say, the Gulf HRW price. So we haven't really seen wheat exports pick up all that much. That's not surprising for hard red because we had such a small crop, but we're not moving it. We're not taking up the slack, but we're getting the prices up there. So I think that's something for folks to think about when they're marketing their crop.
Well, is global demand showing any renewed appetite? You mentioned a hard red winter. So is it kind of keeping the competition on the rallies?
Well, I follow reports out of Western Europe. So they're not moving much other than to their traditional customers in West Africa. You're not seeing a lot of buying and tenders. Tenders are going open. And some of the major customers, like in North Africa and the Middle East, I think a lot of that's due to they had good crops. We had some stocks coming in. And I think people are maybe balking at the price a little bit, seeing if it'll come back down. So for us here, we're tending to send it to our normal customers. And we're not really picking up a lot elsewhere. And there's not a lot really moving. So we'll see how it goes. We got the southern hemisphere crops out in front of us. The old super El Nino's hanging out there in the distance, Casey, and we'll see what that turns out being. But right now, we have seen some smaller production in the globe, but, at these prices, I think right now, we're just not seeing it pick up.
How are the Southern Plains cash bases holding up compared to like some other historical averages that we've seen in the past?
They're about normal. We're not seeing a lot of movement in bases per se. When we look at the forward curve, there's still quite a bit of carry in our hard red wheat market. It's not as big as maybe. The actual pattern hasn't changed that much over the last couple of months on the carry. I think that's reflected in the basis we've been seeing here in Oklahoma. So they're not super negative like they were last year, but we're seeing them in the, I think right now, with the prices where we are, if we're around 770, 780 in the futures, you may be getting 710, 720, depending on where you're at and what your quality is. And so it could be a little bit higher. So it's not as bad as what we saw last year, but about normal, I'd say.
Well, of course, producers starting to think about planting wheat. What signals are in the market right now? That are you looking at like grain only versus dual purpose grazing? What should they be looking for?
Casey, it's so dang hot and dry here in Oklahoma.
It's hard to even think about planting, right?
It really is. I mean, somebody needs to pay the preacher. It is just so dry. And it is hard to think about it. I mean, these rallies are nice, and when we look at it, the new crop prices in July, they're looking pretty good. I would normally say, maybe think about pricing some of that next July contract if you got, if you're not too worried about your production risk. We always have a lot of production risk here in Oklahoma. And so it's totally understandable for people not to go that out far forward. But if you got crop insurance at 75, 85%, you could probably think about it. But with this kind of weather, I mean, good grief. We need rain bad. I mean, it's hard to really think about it. I think folks will probably, when we get in this kind of uncertainty scenario, we don't know what how that Black Sea thing's going to turn out. We don't know what's going to happen with this Iran conflict. There's a lot of geopolitical uncertainty. We might get some support if the corn crop comes in smaller than people expect, and that's on the cards, really. So we'll see how that plays out. But I mean, I think a lot of folks will probably just stick with what they normally do and see how it turns out. So I think a lot of dual use will probably be in the cards because the hay is not good. It's just rough right now. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, what kind of price targets or technical levels are you going to be watching over the next couple of weeks?
I'm going to look and see if HRW can break through that 780 area on the nearby and in these contract and see if we can move the whole curve up, or maybe it starts inverting a little bit and maybe we start to see basis tighten up. I think a lot of that's going to be dependent. Well, I'm a little, it's going to be dependent on, what these spring crops turn out to be, particularly corn, and how the Black Sea issue turns out. They don't seem to be slowing down. There doesn't seem to be any resolution coming, but they're redirecting a lot of their grain to other places, and we'll see how that hits the market. So I'm looking out and see if we can bust through that level. If we can, maybe we can get some good rally going and get ourselves in a place of strength. I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest with you, because while the crop wasn't good this year, particularly here in the US, particularly here for us in Oklahoma, we carried in quite a bit around the globe in wheat. And I think people are sort of sitting around, we got a good beginning stocks number, decent production. The wheat's there in Russia and Ukraine. The crop in the EU wasn't as bad as a lot of the trade was saying, it doesn't sound like. And we had decent crops in North Africa and the Middle East, some of the big buyers. So we're looking at the Southern Hemisphere and saying, well, what's Australia going to do under this El Nino event? Right now, they don't look too bad, to be honest with you, when you look at the reports out of there. But it's all in front of them and it's all in front of us. So I'm seeing if we can bust through that level and start pushing higher.
All right, always good information. Thanks for visiting with us.
Yes, ma'am.